is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chew, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. A number of folks use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. I'll run through those real quick. I got W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're up Traveler's Rest. W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew down in Sampsonville. And KW4TS. Mr. Jim. He's down in Pelzer. And K4XMR. That's Mr. Mel. He's in Prosperity. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack over in Greenville. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard, he's over in Greenville. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt, he's over in Greenville. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's in Anderson. And KD2RKN, Mr. Jason, he's in Williamston. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt, he's over in Western Greenville County. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon in Dacusville. And KC4W, Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. And N4WHM, Mr. Bill, he's down in Hartville, Georgia. And KG4PFI, Mr. Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. And KX4YM, Mr. Scott, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate all you fine folks using the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And now we'll go to the RF check-in, since I don't have any on Echo Link. We'll start with the Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. 3. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter by telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Thank you, sir. 4DOS. 4DOS. Terry, this is WX2PJR Whiskey X32 Papa Juliet Romeo, Paul, Mount Pisgah, negative and negative.
KI4 DOS, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville, I'll be negative and negative at least.
KI4 DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Got Michelle in there via telephone relay. Mom and Dad, Lorena and Rick are in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt, up there at Lake Bowen and Inman. Walt, you have got a power supply, AC-type power supply hum on your signal tonight. Just thought I'd let you know. If you want to look at that and holler back at me, I'll let you know if you got that taken care of. But I just thought you'd like to know, and I do appreciate you being with us. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, he's down at Pelzer. He brings along his dad, KI4MRA, Mr. Fred, and he is a telephone relay from Irobi. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred, and tell the other Fred we said hello and be careful over there in Irobi. And K4OSH is Mr. Pat. He's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. And WX2PJR. That's Mr. Paul, and Paul, I missed your location. Give me your location, please, sir.
WX2PJR, it's Mel.
Buddy, we got it that time. Do appreciate you being with us, Paul. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Got a different net control each night. I think this is the first time you've checked in with me. May not be, but... if not, I appreciate you being with us. Also like to say good evening, KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd. He's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. Name is Chad, QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna, QTH is also Campobello. And Gary, I will be in for comments tonight, sir.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4NUE, Mr. Chad. And his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna. They're over in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Let's move on up in the alphabet now to the Quebec Fruit Tango Group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. In Whiskey November for Sierra, Chris in Lima. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
4DOS. Please check in KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Wayman Golf. I'm in Liberty, and I'll be near.
4DOS, the kilos, if that's okay. 2, Sierra Yankee a Fox. The first name is Mike, and no traffic.
DOS. Please check in Kilo India 4, Tango Hotel Victor, KI4THV, negative and negative.
KI4DF, internet. Like to say good evening to a pair of Chris's. WN4S, that's Mr. Chris, he's up in Lyman. And KO4QLG, Mr. Chris, and he's over in Liberty. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chris, over in Lyman, and Chris over in Liberty. Hope you didn't have to work too hard. I know you were. Chad was supposed to be helping you today, and I'm sure you did most of the work. But you take care there, young man. Also like to say good evening, KC2SYF. Mr. Mike. And Mike, I've got you down for some comments. Be back to you in just a little while. And KI4THV, Mr. Danny, up in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Got some Echo Link stations up now. Let's try Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary, if you will. Hello again, Gary, if you will check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself on the net. No traffic, no queuing. And Gary, do tell me that we say hello. KA4PQA.
KI4DOS, please check in. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, it's KN4HTP, by phone relay from Columbia. And we'll be short time tonight, Gary, in and out. Thanks for calling the net, 73.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark and his sweet bride, KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy. Mark is in Simpsonville, and Wendy is in Columbia with a phone relay. Mark, tell Miss Wendy when she gets back home, we said hello, or matter of fact, tell her when you talk to her again, we said howdy. Hope y'all are doing well. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Going back to the RF in the alphabet, let's try Quebec through Tango, Q through T again for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Checking in, Gary, out of turn. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf, KN4, UBG. Big Kevin, mobile and bounce in. I'll be negative and negative, 73 to you and everybody on net. And I'll be listening to the swap net.
Mike, say good evening. KN4UBG, Mr. Kevin, down there mobile around Fountain Inn tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. You be careful out there on the mobile. Let's move on up in the alphabet to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is Kilo Echo Zero, Uniform,
X-ray, and Joe,
up here in Mount
Fisker,
North Carolina. No traffic
and no 273,
limited in the
net. KOS. Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Edmund, and I'll be negative and negative. And listening in. Everybody have a nice evening.
Control. Again, Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in Land Was. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KE0UUX. Mr. Bill up there at Mount Pisgah. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And KN4VWA, that's Mr. Steve, he's over in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Tell Miss Sue we said hello. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over in the Land Was. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Uniform Crew Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move up to the front of the alphabet, A through Z, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Check in. And Whiskey X-ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4, DAT, Danny. I'm over here in Gastonia. And good night, good night, 73.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, colon, I'm mobile in Polk County, North Carolina, 73 call.
4DOS. Great, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Negative, negative. I'll be hanging around for the
SWAT. Yes. Please check in. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
Yes. Gary, please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland. We live in Pickens. Negative and negative. And a very great evening to all.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KI4DGY. That's my son, Anthony. He's up in Charlotte. He's on the phone with his mom in the other room tonight. And WX4DAT. That's Mr. Danny up there in Gastonia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And W4CWF, Mr. Colin up there mobile in North Carolina tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Colin. You be careful out there on the mobile. And KN4CHY, Mr. Keith. He's down in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And W4CTW, Mr. Tyler over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tyler. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland. He's over in Pickens. Roland, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log so far. Appreciate you being with us, and I hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. And Gary, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
Say good evening to my neighbor Dave. KB2, BYQ, Mr. Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Let's move up to the Echo through Hotel, Group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. November 4, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC Warren and Taylor's. Be negative and negative tonight, but if I could, I'd like a short time with Dave, W4DJW.
W4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Gary, but I will be listening to the swap net.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
KI4DOS in Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. I'll let you call your station and let me finish recognizing these folks. And I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. N4HHC, Mr. Warren, call your station.
Thanks, Gary. W4DJW, N4HHC.
N4HHC, W4DJW. Go ahead, Warren.
Hey, Dave, I wanted to pass along. I got the Sky Command working.
But I cannot seem to get audio. My needle moves just a little, so I'm thinking there is, you know, some audio there. But I don't know if you have a magic setting that I'm missing, or if you can point me to some article. That would be greatly appreciated. Over.
I don't know if that is the exact same problem I had the first time I set up Sky Command. I had a problem, and I had to do two things. One is reboot the internal modem. So the TS-2000 that you're using Sky Command on has an internal modem. One of them was to reboot that one, and there's a special way that you do it. I think that might be in the manual. And then there was an issue that I had that I wrote Kenwood about, and they sent me back a paper that told me how to fix it. I don't have any idea where that paper is because that was like 15 years ago. So I don't know where that is. But if you send them, you know, go on to their website, and if you send them a description of what's going on, they can most likely tell you which one of those two things that you need to do, and they'll give you step-by-step instructions on how to do it. That's how I resolved a problem with that before, because I did have one, and it was with Sky Command, and after I got that, I did get it working.
Information, I really appreciate that, and I'm glad to know I'm not the only one that had a problem. Anyway, thanks so much, Dave, W4DJW and 4HHC. Gary, back to you.
W4DJW, back to net control.
4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Fellas, glad y'all could get together on that and hope everything works out. Warren, when you get your Sky Command working, let me know, and I'll get you to come over and help me with mine. I hadn't set mine up yet either. just kidding. But if I need your help, I will let you know. All righty, back to the roll call. Echo to Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the patient group on Wednesday night, the India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4. Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up from this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. Please check in. Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Y'all take care up there. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my sweet little bride, my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. She hollered in there. She said, don't forget to announce my name. I was about to forget her, but I got her in, already had her in the log, but she has been recognized now. Also, like to say good evening to KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Any others, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. And the net, please
check in KF4KYI. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India. This is Tom, downtown Greenville. No traffic and no comments.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4LWE, Mr. Larry, up down in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. And KF4KYI, Mr. Tom, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Hope you're doing well. Let's open it up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
K4OBQ, crossband repeat. Hey, buddy, hope you're doing okay, Gary. I'm in and out. Thanks.
4DOS.
Location Southern Greenville County, and I'll be negative and negative. Miss Joy and everyone on that.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4OVQ, Mr. Stacy, down here in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stacy. Sounding good on the crossband repeat there, young man. And KF4NXY is Mr. David, and brings along his sweet bride, AF4S. X, Miss Marie, they're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, David. Tell Miss Marie we said hello. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy. He's down in Southern Greenville County also. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
4DOS. 4DOS, please check in. KO4, CPI, Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Papa, India, Josh and Taylor. Good evening, Gary. Hope you're doing well. Thank you for being there. We're on the air. DOS. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4, JKB, this is Duncan over in Asheville. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
DOS, 8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Brevard, North Carolina. No traffic, no comments.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4VPI, Mr. Josh over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Josh. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And WD8RON, Mr. Ed, up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed, sounding good from Brevard. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Like we got most everybody for the time being, this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book tonight, or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Yeah, 4DOS. 4 CPI, Josh Taylor. Just wanted to mention some of the miles that work, but was told the other night that I was going to receive something in the mail through the swap net. Don't know if you can help me out with any more details there. I was the
Josh, I don't know I haven't been instructed to send anything through the SwapNet to your location. I don't know who told you that or if they had something that they were going to send you or what, but it did not come through the SwapNet. Over. 4 BPI. Josh, you still in there?
Yes, sir, I am.
I guess you copied what I said. I don't know who told you they were sending you something through the SwapNet, but I haven't been instructed to do anything of that sort of nature. Over.
Copy that, Gary. Yes, sir. I forget what night it was, but I was the busiest one on the SwapNet, or on the check-in, excuse me. And that's what they said. That's all I can tell you, sir. I'm fairly new to this, sir.
What you're saying now. No, I started something a while back, the number 50 check-in, the 50th check-in on my log. I told them they won a door prize, and you probably were number 50, and they told you that you would have to check with me to see what the door prize is. And that is bragging rights for a week. If you make number 50 on my list, you get to brag on to everybody that you made number 50 on my list. I guess I'm going to have to figure out some kind of little card or something and start sending those out so somebody will actually get something as a door prize there. Over.
Copy that, Gary. Yeah, like I said, I'm fairly new to this and only been a ham for a short time here. So, yeah, that's quite funny. But KO4, VPI, be clear.
Young man, well, everybody that's out here in Radio Land is at one point in their life was a newbie into ham radio. I was a newbie in 2004 for about 2 months, and then I started calling this net and been calling it ever since on Wednesday night. So don't be afraid of the microphone. It won't bite you. Come in there and talk with us as much as you want to and as often as you want to. And if you do something that is incorrect, we will try to let you know, and that way we can kind of keep each other straight. But we don't do it in a mean fashion. You know, if you do something wrong, yeah, we're all human. We all make mistakes. And you're going to do it, and I'm going to do it, and everybody else is too. So don't be bashful when it comes to the radios. You studied hard to get your license so you can get on here and talk. But anyway, that's what it was all about, I guess, since you were number 50 on somebody's list. And they probably told you you had to check with me to see what you got as a door prize. But there you go. And like I said, that's just something that I started. Oh, I don't know. It's been a while back now. But it's kind of caught on with the other net controllers, and it's kind of a fun thing to do. But you take care out there, and good talking with you this evening, and look forward to doing it again. Anything else there, Josh?
Appreciate it, Gary, and send a greeting to everybody on the net. KO4, VPI, be clear.
You take care out there, 73 there, young man. KO4, VPI, KI4DOS. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
N4OVQ, cross band repeat.
Go ahead, Mr. Stacy.
I got a Kenwood 430 with, I think it's an MC50 microphone that I'd like to sell. And it might need a little bit of spraying. You know, it's been setting up a while. But I'm asking $300 for. And if this is for the point, I give my number is 864-314-0632.
You have a Kenwood TS-430 with an MC50 desk mic, and you would like $300 for it, correct, so far?
Yep, that's it.
All righty, young man. And I copied your numbers, 864 314-0632. Copy. We got her down. Does anyone need any fields on this Kenwood TS-430 that Stacy just listed? Nothing heard right now, Stacy. We'll run this for a few weeks. When you sell this transceiver, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can take it off the swap net book, keep my book straight on this end. But I've got it in my book, and I'll also, after the net, I'll go into the to the web page and add it to the swap net listing on the web page. So it'll be listed in two places there, over.
Good deal. I appreciate it. And it does work. I mean, everything good. Like I say, it's been setting up a while. But anyway, okay, hopefully we'll be in touch. Thanks a lot. N4OVQ, crossband repeat. I'm clear and listening.
But anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. Quickly to see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before I start the reading of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2300H. That's a 2-meter transceiver, 65-watt output. He has the mounting bracket and microphone and all the stuff that goes with it. He would like $125 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. A fella has three pieces of mast pipe. They are 24 feet long, 2 inches outside diameter. They are T6 aluminum. They've got a quarter of an inch wall. The thickness on the wall is a quarter of an inch, and he would like $185 each for these three pieces of mast pipe. Does anyone need any fields?
For UBG?
It's three sticks, three 24 feet pieces of aluminum mast pipe. They're 24 feet long, 2 inches outside diameter, and they're T6 aluminum. There's a quarter of an inch wall on the, from the inside to the outside on the walls. And there's three of them, and he wants $185 a piece for them.
Give me that information here in a little while. Text it over to me. I might get one of them from you, because I've been looking for one for the top of that tower I'm building.
Okay, buddy. I'll shoot you a text on that in just a little bit.
Back to...
Kevin, I'll shoot you a text on that in a few minutes. I got another Echo Link station up. Let's grab this Echo Link station, then we'll go back to the reading of the SwapNet book. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KDOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Alpha, Foxtrot 4, Lima, Victor, Mark, I'm in Belton. Be negative and negative. Good evening to all of you on the net.
And that would like to say good evening to AF4LV, Mr. Mark down there in Belton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you're doing well. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we go back to the reading of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet continuing. The next item up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's a Helicrafters S38 receiver. This is an older receiver, tube type. It is in really, really good shape. It sounds good. It works well, and the guy would like $125 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT736R. That's a 2-meter 440 transceiver. It's an all-mode base station, and they would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a recent HYS TC978. That's an SDR transceiver. They would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Tentec Omni 6 Plus. They would like $350 for him. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Tentec Triton 4. That's a model, digital model 544. They would like $438 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Tentec Jupiter. They would like $595 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-2000B. That is the Kenwood 2000 that does not have a front, any controls on the front of it. It's just got a blank cover. You can hook it up to your computer, or it does come with a control head, a remote control head, that you plug into it, and you can control it that way. And they would like $750 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book. Appreciate all you fine folks out there that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, I'll run those for a few weeks. When you sell or find the items that you got on the book, let me know, and then that way I can keep my book straight on this end. Before we go to the rag, Jude, we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Yes, we check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, Mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, just listen. 73.
I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Juan, WA4KC. Mobile around there in Greenville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. You be careful out there on the mobile. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Now we'll go see who's first on the rag you list. That would be Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, up there in Campobello. Chad, you got a clean, shiny, dry stump. What have you been up to today there, young man?
Put everybody on the net. Just want to drop by for a few minutes and say hello to you. And just to let you know, I got to spend the day with my cousin today, and any day I get to spend with him is a good day. And we moved some equipment out of the shop, and I transported that back to the house here. Quite a heavy load, and got the load positioned not exactly where I wanted it to on the trailer, and it like to beat me to death getting back to the house. But eventually made it back and got it down in the shop, and I'll get it unloaded tomorrow. But other than that, that's about all that happened. Not much here. Just other than working on a small project here at the bench, kind of got distracted. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Gary.
Well, you told me, I talked to you earlier, and you said that you were moving some heavy pieces of equipment. You said you was going to bring them over here and put them in the yard, but you didn't do it.
Not you, I'm worried about. I dropped that in your front yard, but Joy would kill me.
No, she'd kill me for letting you do it. I told her about it, and she just laughed. And she said, what would you do with it? I said, well, I'd take that liquid heat wrench out there and cut it up into pieces that I could handle and take it to the scrapyard.
Yeah, that torch does wonders. But you know, me and Dad's, we got Dad's got a welding shop down here, and we've always had a torch in the shop. And I've seen Dad do some amazing things with the torch, but a couple years ago, I bought a plasma cutter. Quite a nice one, actually. It was cut up to 3/4 inch thick. And I'm going to tell you, I don't think I'll ever use a torch again unless I, you know, I'd heat something up and bend it. That thing is the bomb diggity.
I have not used a plasma cutter, but I have seen them and seen them used, and they are really the trick. I wouldn't mind having one of those myself if I did a lot of metal work, but since I don't, I'll just do with what I got. But Well, the only problem you would have with that plasma cutter, with that that stuff that you picked up over there at Chris's, is it's a little bit thicker than 3/4 inch, isn't it?
It's about old cast iron, you know. I think that's 16x40 lathe, I believe it was. Excello, which is, you know, off-brand Bridgeport. And I think it's a 20-ton press or something like that. But it's quite a heavy load behind that little 3/4 ton. But I got it back. Brake drums on the trailer was a little bit warm when I pulled in the yard, but I got it back. So tomorrow'll be another day trying to get all that off the trailer. I loaded it with my Bobcat, which is a pretty big machine. And all I've got is Dad's little Bobcat here on the farm. And I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see how that goes.
You might have to pull it inside to, you know, back it in the shop and pick it up with one of the lifts in there. And then try to take your little, your dad's Bobcat and slide it around where you need it. Of course, I'd hate to bust up all that concrete floor.
Pretty big machines down here. One of them, I'm not sure how heavy it is. It's a monster. And I just have to use, that's what I have to do, is back it in the welding shop and then pick it up with the lift. The lift is, I think it's 12,000 pound lift, so it'll pick all that up. And then I just drive the trailer out from under it. And usually, if I can get it down low to the ground, I can usually skate around with Dad's Bobcat a little bit and get it, you know, get it where I want. But I don't like moving that old heavy stuff sometimes. I had to make a lifting bar last year, about 2 years ago, to lift that stuff up so I can pick it up from the top side. And without tearing the equipment up. See, that's the trick, is that old big stuff is so heavy. One little slip, you tore the handles off of it, or you dented this, or mess that up, and you know, with machine tools, you get something out of whack, it can get expensive real quick. Now, I mean, most of the time you won't ever get it back right.
And that completely. And if it had been me trying to manhandle that big old machine with a lifting bar, I'd have got two Bobcats. I'd have got one on one end, one on the other, and raised it slowly between the two. And then jockeyed it around. I wouldn't try to move it with just one, but you might not have had two at that time. I don't know. But anyway, there's ways to do that safely, and there's ways to do it not safely. And if you don't do it in a safe manner, somebody's going to get hurt and hurt bad.
Just tear it all to pieces. You drop that old heavy stuff, and it don't take much to, you know, pop a housing in half. And don't ask me how I know that, please. But you learn the hard way sometimes, and sometimes it costs a little bit of money, and sometimes it costs a lot of money. So I've learned my lesson with that. You got to be extra careful.
Like Mr. Al, the late Mr. Al, KI4MLN, was telling me in his shop down there, they built engines, and he had a brand new crank, and he took it out of the case. It came in a wooden crate, and it was packed real nice, and he took it out of there and started to sit it down on the concrete floor. And he had one end on the concrete, one end up about an inch, and he
He just decided he'd let it go when it broke it in half. So, you know, even though it's made out of metal, it'll still break, right?
Yeah, so with those cranks like that, usually they'll get a crack. They'll crack from the inside out, and they'll pass Magnaflux. Any crankshaft grinder will Magnaflux the crank before they even put it in the machine. And some of that is so the customer knows it, but the other half of that is you get one of them big crankshafts on a, you know, $500,000 grinder and it comes apart, you know, you've tore a machine all to pieces. So normally they Magnaflux them the best they can, but they usually start to crack from the inside out, usually in the middle of the crank. Never quite figured out why that happens, but I have experienced that on one of the engines a couple years ago. You can see the front end of the engine turn. I mean, the back end of the engine would turn, and then the front of the engine would not turn. So you know right then you got a rope crankshaft. So it usually tears the block all to pieces when that happens. But seen that one too.
Didn't like that to happen. So you just be careful when you're moving them big old things. Anything else you've been doing today?
You got it, Gary. This, like I said, I just want to drop by and say hello to you and everybody on the net. And you have a wonderful evening, everybody else too. KL4 NUE, I'll be clear. Back to you, sir.
Well, you tell Miss Anna we said hello, and I hope to get to talk with you again real soon and hope to see y'all one of these days soon. In the meantime, y'all take care and have a great evening, what's left of it, and reach down and pat KC on the head for me because I know he's not far away. We'll talk at you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4 DOS.
DOS, this is WD8RON. Would like a contact with KO4 NUE. Over.
Period.
NUE, KO4 NUE. This is WD8RON.
Go in, KO4 NUE. Go ahead, sir.
Using the Yagi, and I've got it on max power of 40 watts. Are you still getting that funny noise from my signal?
Just a little bit of white noise, but no whirly-giggy noise like I heard the other night. It sounds like it's doing pretty good. Over.
Had my power supply. I'm getting a constant voltage from that with no variation. And so I'm beginning to think it's the J-pole antenna that does something with noise.
You've been through the power supply and all of that. Is the Yagi, is it up above? Is it away from the gutter, Ed?
A couple of pictures. You should have gotten those showing the new location.
Got all sawed on, stuck up in the air, and looks like it was kind of leaning over a little bit. Did you get that corrected? Over.
Actually, I thought I sent you a new one. If not, I'll send you another one tonight. I cut off a lot of the 3/4 inch, left just enough so it's below the elements, and put that into the larger pipe, and it seems to be holding up pretty good.
Well, it sounded good. You, like I said, I think you did a good job on it. If birds ain't landing on it, then I guess it's radiating. So I guess it's doing what it's supposed to. Over.
In a few minutes, I'll switch over to the J-pole and see if that makes noise.
I don't mind if you don't mind, let's let Mr. Gary get through the net, and I'll hang around after the net for a few minutes, and we'll do some testing. How about that? Over.
KI4DOS, this is WD8RON. Over.
I'm glad you and Chad you get together on that. You are sounding good on that beam antenna that you built. And I'll stick around and after the net as well and listen to you and Chad a little bit. But glad you and Chad got together, and we will talk to you in just a little bit. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.